from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
And you heard the Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin come out before camp and say, in his words, that Russell Wilson had the quote-unquote pole position to win the Steelers starting quarterback job. But what happens when you have the pole position and you suffer a calf strain early in camp and you give your competition some reps? That enables Justin Fields to make a mark with the coaching staff, and he certainly did. And I think Russell Wilson remains in the pole position, but I also think that Justin Fields has opened some eyes, and they see the type of offense they could have. And we know how this staff has felt about Justin Fields in the past, and he has gotten better at practice every day, as it's been told to me. So we'll see how this plays out over the summer. Again, I think Russell's in the lead. But I think Justin Fields has gained some ground just by being out there with Russell being sidelined due to that calf injury.
Adam Schefter doesn't make stuff up, man.
Mm-mm.
So if Adam Schefter is being told that Justin Fields is opening eyes, then I have no doubt that Justin Fields is opening eyes. Now, you wonder if last season, the offseason, the preseason, and how well Kenny played and then didn't play in the regular season might be a cautionary tale for them. But I, for the first time, am starting to think there is a chance, however minute, a chance that Justin Fields could be the Steelers' starting quarterback, Doran.
Like, you want to make it feel like that there's a chance, like if you're the Steelers, and you want this situation because you want to bring the obvious best out of both guys. But it is very, very interesting, and I don't know where they stand on this. Like, I mean, I would look at this situation and say, yeah, the best quarterback who earns it, obviously, will be the quarterback of the season. But it is very telling that Justin Fields and everything that he has gone through, and now he's the Steelers quarterback, and then they hand him the ball on the first day because Russell Wilson is hurt, that with a new offense and he's producing, you know, in training camp, like that's difficult to do. It's kind of hard to ignore that. Like, I know that the throws, you know, you can look at, okay, does he complete this? How many times did they win in seven shots? How many times did they win in 7-on-7? Are there touchdowns? Are there, you know, deep shots? Are there the things that, you know, you look for, obviously, in a game to be entertained? But the little things like him being able to run this offense as early as it is in training camp with a new offensive coordinator, a new team, it's kind of hard to ignore that Justin Fields is doing a decent job here.
His stock seemingly rising because of all the things you said, and Russell Wilson's is staying the same. And they have not given him an opportunity to allow for his stock to rise. Bostic walks in at 7:03:30. Yep. So he got in under the 7:05 time limit that we put on him. Two reasons why, in addition to the Schefter report, that I'm starting to think there is at least a chance it could be Justin Fields. They've been calling a lot of zone reads, which I don't think they're going to call for Russ Wilson. I know he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'd be calling a lot of those with him. And then the other thing is, when Russ talked to the media the other day, he always says the right things. He's like a politician. Although I don't know if you can say that applies anymore to politicians. We just say whatever the hell we want to say. He was a little smarmy, a little frustrated, said the right things, but curt might be the word. I think he knows I got to get out there because he's seeing Justin Fields every day. And he's probably seeing what Adam Schefter's hearing, that Justin Fields is getting better. Not saying that Russ is not totally off pole position at this point. You need to put together a camp in a preseason if you're Justin Fields to unseat the pole position guy. But little bit of worry may be creeping in on our friend Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I know that he's frustrated. I'd be frustrated too if I'm a seasoned NFL vet and I'm doing sled pushes for a conditioning test that everybody knows that I'm in shape. Like, why is he doing? Like, I'd be frustrated at that. And like, okay, like I'm pushing sleds and I get hurt. Like, I'd be very frustrated. So, and then you see somebody that's at your position that is, you know, taking the reins, and you know, Russ is, he's on a mission this year, believe it or not, that to. There's a perception thing that he wants to clean up and he wants to play well and he wants to win. So, yeah, he's going to be a little bit frustrated, not at the process of Justin Fields doing well, but just at the everything that has gone down in the last week and a half to put him in the position he's in.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating.
Very.
You come in here, you're making $1 million and change. Now, you're making a lot more from Denver. It's not like he's hurting for money and he's got Sierra. But if I'm him, I'm thinking about Hall of Fame status, too. Like, I want to come in, I want to try to win a ring. I want to come in, I want to put up big numbers. I want to show that next year I deserve to get paid, whether it's by the Steelers or somebody else. And you're a week plus into this deal, and you're not getting an opportunity because you pushed a sled.
Right.
It's got to be absolutely maddening, especially if Justin Fields is starting to play some good football. Pathew Bostic with us here in the studio. How you doing, Pat? Good morning.
I'm good. So I won the bet.
You were later than 7, but earlier than when I thought you'd be.
Right.
Awesome.
And right. So for you, 703 is pretty good for Pat.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's solid.
Yeah. It's improvement.
Yeah. And yes. That's all we're looking for. It's training camp.
Right.
And we don't need you to be a finished product today, right. Pat. We just need you to get better every day.
Right.
3% better every day. Are we getting a little bit too worked up about this Fields thing?
I don't know, man. Adam Schefter. You got a Schefty bomb.
It's, God, it's just typical fodder for August 1st.
So you don't think there's a chance that Justin Fields is the guy day one if Russell Wilson is healthy, all things equal?
I don't. No. I don't.
Why is that?
I think the plan all along was probably to get...
Sorry.
That was...
Grandma died.
That was violent. I think the plan was all along to get Fields a bunch of reps. You know, this is obviously not part of the plan, but wouldn't shock me if Fields takes the bulk of the early preseason game reps too. I mean, he's a younger player. He's got to bounce back in his career. Russell played 2 preseason games. He didn't play any preseason games in 22 in Denver, none in 21 in Seattle, and only 2 in Seattle in 20 and 24 in Denver. So I
will say, just when you throw that out there, his worst year of his career was the first year in Denver. So if he didn't play any preseason games, yeah, I'd probably try to do it a little bit different than they did.
I think he'll play, but I mean, how many preseason games do they have?
3.
Yeah, I don't think I'll play the first one.
Right.
Get him out there for the dress rehearsal.
For sure.
Yeah.
For a quarter.
I think this is all... I don't think the calf strain was part of the plan. And I think he is probably frustrated. Why am I pushing a sled? I agree. But I think the rest of this is... they're giving Fields a chance early to get some reps, and Russell will work his way back in.
Which I totally agree. And so this, you know, the day that it happened, like, this is what they... In a reason wanted to happen to give Justin Fields the pure evaluation that they can get from him for a lot of reasons, to see if, you know, Russell Wilson does get hurt, can he handle the offense? Can he take leadership? Can he be the quarterback of the future? Should we be, and you know, these are the answers that they're trying to get with Justin Fields, and it just happened to be that Russell Wilson has a calf strain and he is out for a week plus, and now Justin Fields is the guy. I think that there is a little bit of legitimacy to it, of the competition. But at the end of the day, I mean, Russell Wilson went in there on 7 shots and or on 7-on-7 yesterday or 2 days ago and was 5-for-5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's different. Like, I know Justin Fields did well too, but I mean, the first time that he touched the ball and threw to a receiver in a live-ish setting, even though it was in helmets, he was money.
I'm so conflicted on this. Sorry to cut you off, Pat, where I want to see as much Justin Fields as possible, too.
Yeah.
Because he might be the quarterback of the future for you. At the same time, I want to see this offense be competitive from day one when they play Atlanta. And while I'm sure Russ Wilson has an understanding of the offense because he's a really smart guy, I want him to start getting on the same page with the first team offense. And I don't want it to be next Wednesday before we're saying, oh, Russell Wilson's practicing in full. I'm not saying it derails your season or anything like that, but I do think it can be detrimental to the cause if he's not working with a bunch of new teammates. And that's what he's working with. Everybody's a new teammate for him this
year. Yeah, no, I agree. I there's some parts of this that are not ideal, not part of whatever plan the Pittsburgh Steelers had. I'm very intrigued with Justin Fields. I've seen the clips, and I think you have to be careful not to read into every single play that a guy makes in training camp. Yes, he's going to pull the ball down and run. That's on film for three seasons in Chicago, right? I mean, this dude is as advertised as an athlete. The balls to George Pickens, the one-on-one throws. I mean, he's made some really good plays that, you know, that's why they brought him in here. I think the hard part right now is with any player that is, I don't want to call him a reclamation project because it wasn't like he didn't get benched. It wasn't that he got let go in Chicago. No one wanted him. You got to be careful not to get too ahead of your skis because there's a lot of game tape on him. And the game is different than practice. Vastly different than practice, especially at that position when you're not getting hit, you know, and the bullet, they're not live bullets. So I think, man, it's hard to get a read right now on where he is. Preseason's going to tell you a little bit more. That's why I think the balancing act is so difficult between Wilson and Fields is you want to see live bullets flying. You kind of know what you have with Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Arthur Smith and what he's going to do offensively, you can tailor it around him and go win games. They did it a year ago without him. You're trying to polish up Fields in case he needs to play. But I agree with you, Crowley. I think, you know, the newness of this whole thing, coordinator, offense, quarterback, you know, new receivers, gelling with Wilson. If he comes back next week, it'll be a month out from the opener, September 8th. A month. It's plenty of time. I get you, but it's really early.
We're not there yet.
We're not there. We're not to the point of like, we gotta scrap the plans here and it's Fields time because we don't have enough time for Russ to get gel with these guys. He's had a whole off season and you got plenty of time in training camp and getting ready for when things count.
Whenever a guy like Russell Wilson is in that position, especially at quarterback, I don't think people understand how much more it is beneficial to have mental reps than physical reps too, though. And the mental reps that he's getting, whether it's a new offense or not, and getting on the same page with guys, like he's still involved. You know, it's just like he's just not physically doing it. It's not like Russell Wilson sitting back there not saying anything. If he sees a play and say Van Jefferson is running in an out route and it's like a 10 to 12 yard and he's like, you know what, actually break that at 9, like he's going to go out there and tell him that because that's where I'm going to put the ball. Like the mental reps whenever you get to a certain level in the NFL are just as or even more important as the physical reps. So he's still getting those. He's still breaking down the film. He's still breaking down if he was in that position. I'm not really worried about being on the same page as much as, you know, as maybe you are, Crowley, mm-hmm. With his receivers because he's played with so many different types of receivers, so many different types of players, so many different types of offenses. That it won't take long for him to get on that same page physically.
So you guys scale 1 to 10 concern level about him being up to speed on day one. You guys are thinking 0.
No, I'm probably like a 1.5.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I also think it's beneficial. I mean, the stuff they're doing with Fields is going to be different,
mm-hmm.
right? And you got to remember, and Doran, you know this better than me, but I've had a chance to watch plenty of NFL practices. I mean, the time that you actually practice in game week is so limited. Fields is going to get, if he's not starter week one, which I doubt that he'll be the starter week one. That's just my opinion. He's getting no reps in practice, minimal reps. So this opportunity to build a package for him, so if something happened, you know, to put it on tape, to have guys hear his cadence, to have guys, you know, work with him, because everything's different. There's just the gelling is different. And that's a reason to be a little bit concerned about Russ.
Yeah, one and a half, yeah.
But it's also a reason to be, okay, it's not going to be foreign if he has to go in the game. If we're in a goal line situation and we want to put him in because he can run, it's not the first time we're doing it. It's not a special package we're putting in for the first time, you know, against Atlanta in week one.
I think Mike Tomlin, if you gave him truth serum, would say this was all a happy accident that they used to their advantage.
Yes.
Agreed. Wholeheartedly.
Much I absolutely think. I think this is fairly obvious, but I want to talk to you guys about it in the next segment. Like, if Justin Fields were to continue an ascent and play out of his mind and is the starter day one, I think it probably is the best thing for the football team. You guys might disagree. We'll get into that coming up next. Somebody says instead of playing that tinfoil sound whenever I screw up, that we should play this.
What the?
I might be on board with that. I've already had four screw-ups over the course of the first hour and 15 minutes of the show. Any excuse to play this? We might have to play it. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I've had like 8 cups of coffee this morning, and in the last break, had a little heart flutter. It's no good. A little palpitation.
Mm. Might have something to do with the fact that your sneeze sounds like
yeah,
an eruption.
Mm-hmm. My wife can't stand that.
You're wired right now.
I am wired.
Like, you're moving in your chair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just jostling bopping around.
Yeah.
Bebopping. What was that song, Callus?
That was Callus made that.
What?
He made that song.
You ever hear the PM Team rap I made? Cause
yeah, I have heard the PM Team.
That's the
You're like the Bethel Park version of Avicii.
R.I.P., by the way.
I know. Yeah. That's why I brought it up. I wanted to give him his flowers.
Well, don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC, or you could wind up like Avicii. Jeez. Probably not the way that design was.
You could with the palpitations. Didn't mean for it to turn into a... obituary.
I brought the palpitation thing up because it was true, A, but B, so I could get to that read. So I was getting that in there come hell or high water.
No matter what.
And poor Avicii's rolling over now because he's like, why you got to do me like that?
Right.
Boom, 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 ba-dum. You guys want to fire away at Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears, and we will get to that at some point. We got Jeff Hathorn coming up in 10 minutes, but I asserted at the end of the last segment that while I believe in Russ Wilson, while I think Russ Wilson is going to play well for the Steelers this year, I think he's going to have a really good year. I'm not so sure the best thing to happen to the team wouldn't be Justin Fields blowing everybody away and being the starter day one. Like, best case scenario for Justin Fields, in a perfect world, best case scenario, he's a Steeler for 10 years. Best case scenario for Russ Wilson, what, he's a Steeler for 3 years? So I don't think it's the worst thing. It might be the best thing if Fields is the guy.
Yeah, I don't know, because if he does blow everybody away and he has a good season, then you have to pay him a lot of money.
Yeah.
So at least you're paying the money for the long haul, not you're going to have to, if Russ goes and kills, you're going to have an issue on your hands.
Yeah.
Because in either case, I think it's better to pay a bunch of money for something you're going to have for a long time versus, you know, renting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, here's my thing. You're not going to know that until you can't make that declaration until the season's over. So, like, you can feel great if he wins the job in August. Like, you can feel that I will be happy for him. I will think he will have silenced some doubts, at least initially, that were had about him. Probably internally to the organization, which is why they got him and waited so long to get him for so little. But the proof will be in the pudding when regular season games start getting played. Because, this isn't a rookie. This isn't Caleb Williams. This isn't Drake May. This isn't Joe Milton. This is a guy that was cast off at his prior stop. And you've got to prove it on Sundays that you're a different guy. Not just in training camp, not just in preseason games. So, yes, if we're sitting here in November having that conversation, I would agree with you that would be the ideal scenario for the Pittsburgh Steelers both today, tomorrow, and a year, from, 5 years from now.
I'm sitting here thinking about the whole situation and Russell Wilson maybe having some angst during the interview you were talking about yesterday and him being uneasy and him maybe being frustrated. I know one thing. That if this were to happen at some point in the regular season, if Russ got hurt and if Justin Fields has to go in, there's no looking back.
You can't.
Like, Justin Fields will be the starting quarterback of the Steelers. Like, that moment that happens, like, Russ is praying that he can stay healthy all year. Like, I know that for a fact because even for the couple days that Justin Fields has been running this offense and I know it's training camp, I just had that feeling that if he gets his opportunity in a regular season game, if Russ is out, it's over. It's over for us.
It's over. It's over if he plays well.
Well, exactly. I think he's going to. I think he would.
Yeah. No. I hope he does. Yeah. I mean, I hope he has. I hope if he has that opportunity, he plays well. I mean, if the Steelers are 6-2, and Russ gets hurt and he goes out and throws 3 picks and they lose a game, Russ will be starting the next week.
Right.
Well, so, but if he goes and plays well the first game, this is why when you know. The old adage, right? If you don't have one, you have none. If you have two, you have none. You know, this puts you in a very, which is why my original opinion is Russ is the guy. He's the guy. And this is a convenient opportunity to get your backup some work. He's people are excited about him. So fans get a chance to see him in training camp. Highlights are spinning around the internet left and right. But Russ is the guy. And I think in most cases, if you have a backup worth his weight in salt who's young and they go in and play well in relief duty, you're going to have a hard time turning back. You're going to have a real hard time turning back. I mean, Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe.
Yep.
Need I say more?
Yep.
You asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have told you the only way Justin Fields is a starting quarterback this year is if Russell Wilson gets hurt. I think he has the opportunity to, at bare minimum here, show you that if Russ stinks, you can turn to him. And I didn't think that before. I thought they were going to ride Russ come hell or high water because you just know the season's not going to get away from them. It just doesn't with Mike Tomlin. But if he plays poorly for 5-6 games and Justin Fields continues his ascent here, as Adam Schefter reported, and he goes and he plays well in the preseason games, you might be able to break that glass in case of emergency. And if you would have asked me a couple of weeks ago, I would have said, no, that's not going to happen.
I don't want to bring this up because I feel like we're already – this is kindling. But if – let's say this happens and it's a home game and Russ plays poorly in the first quarter and they're 2-2. How loud do you think it gets?
We don't do that here.
How loud do you think it gets?
It gets loud.
How loud? I mean.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean.
Justin Fields.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do it all the time. 100%.
Oh, it'll get loud.
I mean, it's. In some ways. You wonder if in the back of Russ, and I'm kind of going all over the place here, but in the back of Russ's mind, he's like, did I pick the right spot?
I don't know that he had great choices. What was the other one? The Giants?
Giants?
Yeah.
He didn't. He didn't have great choices. I think he did pick the right spot. And I think he's going to be given every chance to be the starting quarterback here all season long. But you're right. I mean, right now is, and Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan are probably, even though they don't read this, they're probably seeing all the fodder out there and chuckling a little bit because they knew this would happen.
Yep.
You knew it would happen because people were clamoring for Justin Fields a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago.
He was the sexy thing at the beginning of the offseason.
Yeah.
And then Russ became available. And they were both sexy things. But I think there's a lot of people that wanted Justin Fields initially, at least in like the ether here, that still want him because you get entrenched in your opinion and you don't move off of it. We saw how that all went down with Kenny Pickett and the Steelers quarterback situation last year. We'll revisit this a little bit later on. There's an awesome event we want to talk about coming up later as well that has to do with Pitt, has to do with Bostic, might have something to do with us. But up next, we've got Jeff Hathorn. First, though, this kindling coverage, this quarterback coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how. T-Mobile.com/switch. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we are joined on that Fan Hotline right now by our sports director, our friend, a tremendous human being. He is Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Man, that was I actually heard that live. I was leaving Knox on 8. It was wing night. And second oldest boy and I were in the car, and we're listening to that live. And he turns to me. He's like, he's losing his mind on him. And there was good reason. Man, that was just, you can't have those plays.
We're talking about O'Neal Cruz?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I am too.
Did I play an O'Neal Cruz clip?
What? Yeah.
We did?
The O'Neal Cruz clip just played.
What?
I think Jeff's hearing things he's not supposed to be hearing, Callis. But that's okay, Jeff.
Then.
That's okay, because that's exactly where I was going. I was like, oh, you heard that.
I was like, what did I miss?
You heard that live. That's amazing. Yeah.
The lead-in was Joe Block losing his mind on that call, from what I heard. But that must have been something Nicholas was playing in the back that only I could hear.
The audio gremlins.
Wow.
That's okay, Jeff. That's exactly where we wanted to go anyhow. We got Bostic in here until 10, so plenty of Steelers stuff. And we get to some Steelers with you as well. But do you bench O'Neal Cruz in that game if you're Derek Shelton? Do you think about sitting him down in game one of the Diamondback series just to send a message?
I think at this point you know your players well enough. You know, but here's the thing. If you noticed, he's done this a few times. Like, there have been a few fly balls. Like, the one that Reynolds slid and caught the other 2 days ago, like, Cruz was right there. He's done that a lot where he's ran out into the outfield really deep. I think it's more of a discussion. And I think O'Neal would probably be a guy that would react poorly to public discipline. And I think he's one of those guys you talk to inside, quietly, and not do it like that. And plus, I mean, it's still a lineup where his bat could change a game, so you got to weigh that as well.
Can you imagine a 6'7" guy running towards a ball as you're going for it? I mean, you have a hard time calling that guy off.
Right.
I was just thinking of, yeah, in your peripheral, he's flying. He's, you know, 10 feet taller than you. You'd think he'd have a better. I just had to go there because I was visualizing this in my head. I mean, I would stop.
I am in no way saying this is Brian Reynolds' fault because it's by every account and just using your eyeballs not. But I just imagine Brian Reynolds calling for balls in the outfield going, got it. Got it.
Yeah, got it.
I got it. Yes. It's a real quiet guy.
Like Shaq.
Mine. Yes. Mine.
Jeff.
Yeah. No, I'll go.
When the whole flow's thrown off, yes. We got Pat Bostic in here.
Jeff, so say Kiner Falefa plays the way that he has been playing. Whenever he comes back healthy, we're expecting that to be tomorrow, and he's going to play second base because Nick Gonzalez is out for a little while. Say he keeps playing the way that he has played this season, continues playing good in the field, continues to hit, and then Nick Gonzalez comes back. Do you think about sitting Ke'Bryan Hayes and putting Kiner Falefa at third base if Ke'Bryan Hayes doesn't find it throughout this time that Nick Gonzalez is out?
Absolutely. You're in a twin games now. I mean, that's, you're in a playoff hunt. This is about winning right now. And if he's hitting the ball and Hayes is still kind of trying to find it, absolutely I'm playing him. Now, it doesn't mean he's your long-term answer. But, man, it gets to a point where, like we've heard from those guys, like, hey, Skeens will finish if we're in a playoff chase. Skeens is going to finish the year. Well, if they're in a playoff chase, you can't worry about Ke'Bryan Hayes. If he's not a productive member of your team offensively and you need offense and Kiner Falefa is giving it to you, you got to play him at least in some type of platoon situation where he plays there a couple days. If you give Gonzalez a day off or wherever you want to try to work him in, he's got to be in that lineup.
Jeff, what have you seen now flipping to football out of Justin Fields? We played a Schefter clip earlier on in the show. We've talked to Steelers writers all week long. Are you seeing an ascent by Justin Fields? Are you seeing improvement day to day?
It's interesting. He was telling us the other day that he had a little hitch in his motion. Like his throwing motion was a little off and he was working on it and studying film. And he compared it to a golf swing. Like if you get into some type of bad routine or something is a little off with your golf swing, you kind of got to go back and fix it, or your jump shot's off and you realize, you know, your elbow wasn't tucked properly, whatever it might be. He was kind of there the first couple of days of camp. He felt much better the first day of padded practice and we saw it. It was his best day, you know, of early on here in training camp. So he feels like he's found something with his delivery that is better. The first couple of days, he was very inconsistent. He's better. And obviously, him running around is frustrating even his own defense.
Jeff, outside of George Pickens, what other receiver has stuck out to you throughout the first couple of days of training camp?
This doesn't mean he's the answer there and that he's going to be, you know, what somebody else from the outside could be. But Van Jefferson's been good. He made a one-handed catch yesterday. He's had a couple of, you know, plays down the field where he's shown off his speed again on 11-on-11 drills. Not, you know, but he has shown some flashes of a guy that could be a productive receiver in the NFL. And we'll see how all of this plays out. It's still way early. But you have to give him some props. I mean, most of the stuff that comes his way, he catches. It's been a good camp so far for Van.
Jeff, it's early. Crowley, I just cut you. I literally just signaled to you.
I thought you threw the hand up and gave the swirl.
No.
Meaning that you were done. That was a one more
kind
of thing.
That was one question.
This is why Russell Wilson needs to practice. Because these signals get all crossed and it all goes to hell in a handbasket.
I was going to ask you about a West Virginia grad, Beanie Bishop. Has he been the biggest surprise so far? Does he have a chance to make this roster? I know it's early.
It is early, and you know the Cam Sutton suspension has really opened a door for him to be in that slot, and they're giving him every chance. I mean, listen, when he came in, he was more than just an undrafted guy. Like they kind of felt like he should have been drafted, and he was an All-American. He had those kind of numbers. He just wasn't, you know, big enough to play corner. Well, how many of those guys not big enough to play corner, Mike Hilton, have excelled in the slot? And I love the comment he made the other day that, man, I'm not some pretty tall corner. I can cover and I can tackle. Like, he has this little, like, chip on his shoulder. And yeah, he's been given the opportunity. Deshaun Elliott's also working in the slot. I mean, we'll see when games happen. How does he do it? But he has played at different schools. He's played in different systems, and he's earning some respect in that secondary. And he's been asking a lot of questions, which is another thing you like to hear about rookies.
We've been asking Jeff Hathorn questions, albeit clumsily, and I take full responsibility. Quarterback is supposed to. Jeff, thank you for your time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask him about the brouhaha that took place yesterday at camp, but I think he was covering Pitt, and I think he was talking to the Pirates' newly minted prospect, Connor Griffin. So
we could talk about it.
We will talk about it.
I love it.
At 8 o'clock. Would you wait, hold up. Hold up.
You are.
Hold up.
He's giddy.
You're all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yep.
Actually, I have a story about that.
Oh, boy.
Coming up next, which I'll tell you. We'll react to some of what Jeff had to say, and we will talk about the fracas. We'll talk about the brouhaha. We will talk about the fisticuffs at 8 o'clock. Approaching the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Got a quick story that in some ways these guys aren't going to like, but I think we'll appreciate coming up in a minute. But just reacting to what Jeff had to say, I know you and I are in agreement with Jeff. Like, you can't sit O'Neal Cruz down.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a hell of a month. The series was dreadful. He's won you a lot more games than he's lost you, and you can't cut off your nose to spite your face. Do you agree with that, Bostic? I'm sure you watched the game last night and saw 6'7" O'Neal Cruz barreling down.
I did. First of all, I mean, the moves they made, I love the moves they made. I agree with what Jeff said specifically when he talked about O'Neal Cruz is just a little bit, you got to handle him with kid gloves. You can't, his ego is there's an ego, and there's definitely a little bit, his confidence is malleable. And what I wonder is he the long-term solution in shortstop? And that to me is the biggest question there, because he can change the game with a swing of a bat, and he could flick it at the ball and it goes into the river. They don't have that kind of power anywhere else. You can't mess with that. And I would think, I wasn't a great baseball player, I would think that your confidence can share from the field to the plate. I think you mess with the guy on the field, you can mess him at the plate. We've seen that with even Henry Davis. So I don't know if you want to mess with that right now, and you kind of take the good with the bad, is what I would probably say. But I think in the offseason, you have to ask yourself,
yes,
is this guy the long-term solution at shortstop, because he's inconsistent at best.
20 errors is a lot.
That but then he makes a play. Then he makes a play, and he,
right,
you know,
he's Ellie De La Cruz, he 2.0. I mean, they're the same player.
He backhands the ball and throws a heat rocket to first base that not a lot of guys are making that throw.
That's why I think that right field ultimately, and then look at your outfield, like, you're set. And then now it's like, okay, you have the Kiner, Falefa. Can he play shortstop? Can Nick Gonzalez play shortstop and Falefa play second? Or you know, find a third baseman. I feel like if you find a legit infielder at one of those positions, move Cruz to outfield, let him utilize all his talents, that actually might be a better solution long-term than anything.
Mm-hmm.
In my vision.
Then it's definitely his ball when he's in right field.
That's what we were saying earlier. I mean, the communication out there.
Rowdy Tellez ain't running one down on the right field line. Right.
Do you think he might try to stand on first base as a right fielder and call off Rowdy Tellez, though? He might do
That'd
it the other way.
That'd be a heck
way.
Of a collision.
He might come in. Oh, my God.
That would be a heck of a collision.
That would.
I saw one of these. This list was not fair. I think it was from some big game boomer adjacent baseball site that had every team's heaviest player and all the teams in Major League Baseball ranked. And the Pirates were second, and they had Rowdy Tellez at 285.
No.
He's not 285.
No chance.
There is a 0% chance my man is anything less than 315. Rowdy Tellez?
I think he's smaller than that.
Yeah, I think he's smaller.
Oh, you guys don't think he's 285?
I think he might be like 255, yeah. 260.
What?
Yeah.
He's at least 285.
There's no chance. There's no chance. Text somebody let's ask Neil. I'm going to text Neil.
Text Neil.
I will.
How tall is he?
He's 6'4", so he's not 255. He'd be a string bean.
Uh-uh.
6'4".
285. Yeah.
Is that what they have him listed at?
That's what they have him listed at, yeah.
270. MLB.com.
All right, so
if he's 6'4", it means he's 6'2".
Yeah, 6'2".
I mean, I know that. That's the oldest trick in the book. My license says 6'4". I'm not 6'4".
My license says 5'9". I'm not 5'9".
I'm 6'4" with, you know, platform heels on.
My license also says I'm an organ donor, and you ain't taking my organ.
Nobody wants them.
You fraud.
Who would want your liver or your lungs?
You
get the hell out of here.
All right, the liver and lungs are bad, but I'm a swell guy. I'm an empath. You want my heart?
We don't want your heart because it's beating too fast because you drink so much coffee.
Right. Yeah. Damaged goods I am. Although my dad got a heart transplant, so I probably shouldn't joke about that. Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
The more I find out, the less I like you. Just kidding.
Well, how about this? So we got football.
Tonight.
We got football tonight, and we'll get into Caleb Williams because you guys want to set him on fire and you want to set the Chicago Bears on fire. But yesterday marked 1 month from Pitt kicking off their season, from Penn State and West Virginia kicking off their season. And so that means I put up my West Virginia flag.
Did you?
Yeah. First day of practice, I'll put up the flag, and then it'll go all the way through when they break my heart in basketball season. I'll keep the flag out. My wife won't let me keep it all year round. And I wondered if you guys had any goofy, kind of lame, nerdy sports traditions.
Well, I have like that rectangle long Pitt. You know, those new things you could, like, people have in front of their houses. It says, like, fall, Christmas.
Yes.
You know, winter. And they're, like, nicely designed. I have a Pitt one that's outside of my house that stays out there year-round.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cute.
I've always had something Pitt in my yard because as soon as I moved in, my neighbor across the street had a Penn State sign. And then my neighbor two houses up had a Notre Dame sign. And then the neighbor two houses up from that had a West Virginia. So as soon as I moved in, in the middle of my yard, I planted a Pitt flag.
You went all Baker Mayfield.
And they still don't talk to me.
Yeah, you've told me that.
Yep.
Especially the guy across the street. I feel like he keeps putting up bigger Penn State stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, compensating. What time of year do you move in?
October. October 31st.
So when the first time you meet a guy is running around a Michael Myers mask, I wouldn't talk to him either. I'd be like, who the hell is that guy? Yeah. Now, you know what I do? And I hope my wife is listening right now. We have these little planters with the panther head on them. They're phenomenal. Need to fill them with a nice mum.
Mum?
How?
A nice mum. Put them right on the street. And we do have a flag. I typically wait till like middle of August. Problem right now is we've been in a drought. Mums are great flowers. Yellow. What's so funny?
I had no idea how passionate you are. I also did not know until this very second that a mum is short for chrysanthemum.
It is.
Chrysanthemum.
It is.
Chrysanthemum. Mm-hmm.
It is. They're wonderful flowers.
What are the little like troll looking things? Aren't those mums too? No, those are mums. What are
those
called?
Those will be trolls, Doran.
No, the things that people have in front of their house. What are they called?
Pat goes, they're a very nice flower. The mum. Where'd you get your mum? Lowe's? You can't go to Lowe's to get your mums. You got to go to Home Depot to get your mums. Or maybe in Mount Lebanon.
Are you a Rolliers guy?
Rolliers? I was just going to say.
I love Rolliers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I get my, stop at the saloon for one. Go to Rolliers.
That's
maybe
right.
I get my green egg.
Can't make my mind up. Go back to the saloon. Go back to Rolliers.
Yeah.
I love
so,
Rolliers.
So, yes, I have traditions.
Nice mum.
I have traditions.
My wife won't let me go year-round with the flag, though.
I agree. It's obnoxious. It's as big as that window right
It
now.
Is massive.
It is so obnoxious.
It is massive. And now that we've got our Guardian security system, it keeps picking it up. And it says there's someone on my front porch.
Yeah.
But there's none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know it's not Rich Rod.
Oh, jeez. Rich Rod was the father that left me early in life. He just walked out on me and the entire family. All right, coming up next, and we might drop the gloves up in here. We're getting close to the brawl. I mean, we really are. We're like 5-6 weeks away, 6 weeks away from the backyard brawl. Steelers dropped the gloves yesterday. Fisticuffs.
Love it.
Fracas.
Yes.
Good? Is it bad? What's it mean? We talk about it with two guys who have seen their fair share of training camp battles next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today, high 90, low 70.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.